Okay, so some of those elements that we came across when we were going on this adventure is, number one, you have to accept the challenge and step out of your comfort zone. How many of you are familiar with Man versus Wild? Bear Grylls? Okay. One of his quotes says, adventure should be 80%. I think this is manageable, but it's good to have at least 20% when you're right outside of your comfort zone. Still safe, but outside your comfort zone. Okay, so when we first started actually verbalizing that we wanted to go on a sailing trip with our family, we were met with a lot of questions. Those questions ranged mostly from safety, danger, you know, are you sure you want to put your kids out there on the water? And they were all generated because they loved us, and they wanted to make sure we were careful about the decisions that we made. Travis and I knew we were entirely out of our comfort zones. I don't know if we told you, but I grew up in Idaho, a landlocked state. And he is from Virginia, but we did not have any sailing experience before. So we were entirely out of our comfort zones, and sure, we knew a lot could go wrong, and it might have, but we also knew that if we prepared ourselves and followed the rules of navigation, we would be more than likely just fine. So what we're going to be doing is one of the first experiences that we had out there on the water was we were coming down from New York with the captain of the boat. So he's giving us a 3-day learn how to sail experience, and we had done some previous sailing before then, but we wanted to know how Fezziwig handled. It was our first time sailing a catamaran, and Malia will share with you a little bit what's different about a catamaran than a regular monohull boat a little bit later. But as we're going, we wanted to know the feel of the boat, what's normal, what's comfortable, and where's the limit, where has he felt the limit. So in a video clip, what we had shown was we're going down the coast about 3 miles offshore. You can see the coast. It's a little bit in the distance, and the sun's going down, and we're cruising. We got we've got both our main and our jib up, and we're cruising. We're going 10 knots, and at that time, it was actually probably the fastest we were ever going to go. So we're going, and we're feeling really good. We're flying. We're cruising. We're feeling great, and we had planned to do a night sail that night, and so we were watching the sunset. And during that time, we asked Eric, so Eric, when you're out there with your family, where was the time when you felt uncomfortable? And so he was telling us, he said, well, you can usually feel it in the boat, you know, the waves will start hitting differently, and you're going to be thrown around a lot more. The power of the wind is going to push you into that uncomfortable. And the trick is you feeling and knowing and being able to understand that your boat can take a lot more than you can.